On your best mix of music, 98.4 Capital FM. Now, I have recently come across an incredible platform, an incredible app that I wanted to share with our dear listener this morning. That app is called Afia Record. Now, I'm a member. I've signed up, and I'm super excited about it. And I'll tell you my story behind the reasons why. My mother recently passed away from cancer in March of this year after a three-year battle. She got great medical care here. I will be perfectly honest. Her medical care in Kenya was wonderful. But the challenge we always had was going from this doctor to this hospital for this scan, et cetera, and having to carry these files around of medical records. And sometimes you get somewhere and you've forgotten one and you couldn't have the test done, et cetera, et cetera. So I came across this incredible platform called Afia Record, and I decided to go and find the people behind it. And I found them. And I'm super excited about it. So, Eric, welcome.
Thank you.
Dr. Kimani, welcome.
Thank you.
And Zuhudi, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Now, I'm going to ask you guys to get close, nice and close to these mics for me, because we need to hear you nice and loud and clear. And we're going to talk a little bit about this incredible platform as we speak. So I'll start with you, Zuhudi, as we talk about Afia Record. Maybe tell us a little bit about the history of the platform and why there is a need, and what sort of gap you're filling in the world of medical record keeping and just and healthcare in general.
Yeah, actually, so it's quite interesting because the need for Afia Record started with just like yourself, based on something happening because someone was sick and we lost track of their history, their medical data, and we decided, you know what, this clearly there should be a better way of doing this. So imagine one of our founder lost a friend and it was in a new city. So the guy had just moved back home and he was excited to get started. He was diabetic. He goes to a hospital, he gets treated, and imagine they didn't know what he was taking. Just simple, that basic information of what was he on, what was his previous doctor treating him for, could have saved his life. And that's where we started building a fair record from. We wanted to make sure someone has a platform where they can store, even if it's a prescription, store that prescription, you go to your doctor can find out exactly what you was prescribed by the previous doctor. Mm. So that's where we started off, and we want to empower patients basically to have ownership of their health records. We don't understand the value of our health records, and I think that's where the problem is. People, we need to start from that point of view. Do you know the value of your health records?
Absolutely not.
What can you do? Why should you even have access to your health records?
Right.
It can literally save your life.
Sure.
So doctors rely on this information, and I'm sure Daktari will talk more about it, why it's important for them to have your information ahead of time before they even see you. So they can be able to offer you the best and the most accurate treatment if they have the full visibility.
Sure.
What you've been taking.
And I think I will throw that to you, Daktari. Is this an African problem, a Kenyan problem, a global problem? I mean, are we just not, you know, cognizant of how important and how valuable our records are?
For health records, this is generally a global problem. But then we can say that in the African setup, this is where health records are not stored very, very well. Because you can see, as you said earlier, patients moving from hospital to hospital, files and files, and patients who do not even know their last blood pressure measurement, their weight measurement, or even their blood sugar measurement. So all this makes work very difficult for us when it comes to diagnosis, management, prognosis, or even deciding on what test to offer. Because last time we did a certain test, you may actually do it next time because the patient did not come with the files that you talked about. Yeah.
And obviously losing records, if you have physical hard copies of records anyway, you know, yes, you have your drawer at home where you keep, you know, it's sort of like you have everything you need and then everything else in one drawer, whether it's, and it's all a mix of things. You lose things, right?
Yes.
So you must have patients coming to you saying, yeah, I went to the doctor about 6 months ago and I took a test, but I can't remember what it is, et cetera, et cetera. And this is obviously a big problem for your industry.
Yes, it is a very big problem because at times you have patients who have chronic illnesses. You might want to track their last readings. Let's talk about diabetes. You might want to see what was their last blood sugar reading for last time. What were their kidney measurements, urine electrolytes, the parameters, where were they? But then if the patient doesn't come with the records, you're not able to track, are they improving?
Mm.
Are they doing poorly? And, you know, it starts from something small to even something bigger, children milestones. What was the child's last age? are they adding weight? Are they losing weight? But because the mother wrote it on a small paper, left it at a certain hospital, now they're coming to a new hospital and they don't have the records. So you really can't tell whether the child is growing well or not, or growing poorly.
Right. And maybe either Eric or Zuhudi for that information as well. The use of, I'm putting my medical records on an app. Correct. Now I'm talking from a patient's perspective, because there's so many different facets to this platform.
Right.
From a patient's perspective, I would obviously have concerns about my privacy and my security. Is that been taken into account with AfiRecord?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the question we get a lot from many of the people who we sign up on both the patient side and the doctor side. So that was one of the first things that as AfiRecord we considered. So we are driven by blockchain technology that secures our patient data. We also adhere to all of the certain standards that govern the mobility of patient and the storage of patient data. So in terms of our cloud services, in terms of the laws and guidelines that we adhere to, we certainly take this into account. So the Kenyan laws, international standards, HIPAA, AWS is the software you use to host. So all of these different redundancies are what we put in place to store and manage and mobilize the health data in a secure way. Also on our side, we don't see the patient name. You're just a code and a number.
Right.
So only the patient has their sovereign right to their data. It's theirs, it belongs to them. All we're doing is help them mobilize it so that they can have that access wherever they go.
Okay, and maybe just explain for those of us who don't understand what blockchain actually is, because obviously the security of blockchain is something that's so vitally important in a lot of the technology being built now. But this is a very unique and one of the first platforms on the blockchain, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, exactly. So we are a first health tech platform that uses blockchain technology. And it's quite simple. Just to put it, imagine you have a ledger, a book, where if someone writes something, it's stuck there. And if someone else wants to read and view it, they will have to create a different page that will include all the information, and they can go back and you can say, okay, this page was viewed and was edited by someone else. So you can go back and see, okay, this was edited and traced back. You can trace this traceability of what everything is happening. And that's how we built the solution. So basically, your health records, if someone is to access it, first of all, they can't edit it unless they have permission. And if they were to edit it, then we will know exactly who accessed it and what did they access and how was that information edited. So everything is, there's accountability,
right,
and traceability. You can always go back and confirm, okay, this was used and why, who, at what time, all that.
Right.
That's the first one. When we're building this, we considered, okay, why can't people just store on their emails or WhatsApp? Because that's what people are doing currently. But unfortunately, that's a third-party entity where you are storing your very personal information and very private, very sensitive. Health data is very sensitive. So we're like, okay, what will be the best way for us to ensure that privacy and security and comfort for patients, knowing that, okay, my information is very safe. And as Eric mentioned, that information is anonymized in AfiRecord, so no one can access it. When they access it, they can't tell exactly who. Even your medical doctor, you have to give them permission as a patient to see my files. So imagine that power, having that control as a patient. I want doctor to see my information, but I don't want them to know exactly what else how much I've paid in the last hospital.
Sure.
Because that type of information they can also be able to see if you give them permission.
And I'm guessing you can give access to certain doctors and hospitals, and you can limit access
exactly
to other certain doctors and hospitals as well.
And you can revoke immediately. So it's quite simple. With just one button, you can say, I do not want Farid to access my health records anymore.
Sure.
And that is it.
Right.
You'll have no access to it after that.
That's awesome. We're going to come back in just a few minutes, talk a little bit about the Universal Patient Portal, which is the bells and whistles of AfiRecord when we come back as well. And of course, we'll engage the doctor as well and find out, you know, what this means now for the medical fraternity here in Kenya and across Africa and globally. Capital FM. In studio with us this morning, the team from Afya Record. That's AFYA RECOD, and we're going to talk to you about how you can sign up in just a few minutes. But vitally important this morning that we also touch on a number of other issues, and we have Dr. Kimani in studio with us, a very young doctor. tell us a little about yourself first and foremost, and then I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, because obviously as you go into your medical career, you're going to come across all sorts of challenges when it comes to record keeping. But a little bit about yourself, doctor.
Okay, so my name is Dr. Rogoro Kimani. I write, and I'm a champion for child health and also mothers, because you know children are also very well connected with mothers. And I'm also one of the Forbes 30 and the 30 lister for 2022.
Wow.
Yes, and it's exciting to work with a team such as this and Afya Record, because this is a product that I believe in and I know will make a turnaround for our country, our continent, and globally at large.
Right. And obviously your audience here, we'll get to that in a minute as well with Afya Record, but your audience is obviously a global audience. This is not, when we say this is a product, you know, created maybe here in Kenya or Africa, we're not talking about a product for Africa, we're talking about a product for the world. And as a doctor, you've done your medical schooling and all that as well. One of the biggest challenges that you must face in your industry is that of patients coming to the hospital that don't know enough about their own medical history because they don't have the paperwork to support what they've come to the hospital for. What happens in a situation like that? Can there be things like misdiagnosis? Can doctors make mistakes because of this?
Yes, thank you for the question. Actually, a patient might come with difficulty in breathing, and also and also abdominal pain, you know, stomach upset. This could be food poisoning. But if a patient comes without the proper records, this could be easily diabetes. There's something we call diabetic ketoacidosis, something that could easily kill a patient with wrong records, which could easily be sorted out if the patient had the right medical history, if they only came and we could know that they were probably diabetic. Another example is allergies. Some patients are allergic to penicillin. If you do not know that because they don't have the right medical history, they could easily die in your hands because you administered penicillin thinking that you're saving their lives, but you end up killing them. Something else, something simple, mental health illnesses. A patient comes and they're speaking a lot. They're probably having something, you know, like bipolar disorder. These things are easier diagnosed if you have a medical history. You know what their parents are suffering from. So it becomes difficult if they don't have the proper history with them.
Okay. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the universal patient portal now. But before we talk about that, how important is it for hospitals and doctors and practices to onboard so that, you know, that ecosystem is sort of, the circle is kind of completed?
Okay, so the importance of having this in a hospital is for proper follow-up. So as I said earlier, patients with chronic illnesses, diabetes, hypertension, follow-up is very important to know the progress of their illnesses. Are they improving? Are they doing poorly? But if patients, you know, at times you have to wait until the patient comes 6 months later for the review. But if you can skip, if they can put in, so we have the diaries on the application. So if they can input their symptoms and their measurements right from home, right at the diary, we're able to follow up from, you know, from the computers in the hospital or even right from the phone. Also, you know, there are doctors who have personal patients. You're a private practice doctor and you have personal patients. They have to keep sending you pictures of their results. So they could easily upload their results on their system and you get to look at them from the computer. So it's going to be very easy for doctors and also for patients who can now also meet patients from the telemedicine app. So we have registered doctors on Afya Record. So you can just actually register, see a doctor, get your diagnosis, get a referral letter. So it's also making life easy for the doctors, but also making life extremely easy for the patients.
And let's talk about the patients now. The Universal Patient Portal is the one we're talking about really this morning. Eric, maybe just tell us a little bit about what the UPP is.
Thanks for the question, Fareed. So basically, the Universal Patient Portal is a platform where we place the patient at the center of the healthcare ecosystem. What does that mean? That's a lot of words. So basically, we want to place the patient, after the patient has engaged with the doctor, what next, right? So the patient needs to be able to store their health information, record their health information, track it over time, what's going on with me. So all that, as the doctor has mentioned, that is critically important. But there's also a marketplace where the patient can now access pharmacies, hospitals, other services, small medical devices, so that they can find everything within that ecosystem. So you're storing your health data, you're sharing it safely, you're managing it safely. You can have that visibility of your records from the hospital side. You can track yourself. And I mean, this is really a revolutionary tool, especially for chronic patients, for mothers with young children who want to keep track of immunizations and things like that. For people that want to keep track of their elderly parents' health information.
Sure, sure.
So, yeah, that's what the UPP is. It's amazing. We're having our launch tomorrow, which we're very excited about as Afia Record, and I know you're going to touch on a bit about that.
Sure, absolutely. And maybe over to you, Zahudi, quickly. When we talk about the UPP, I love the fact that you're talking about this ecosystem of connection between pharmacies, doctors, other patients, et cetera,
yeah.
Insurance providers. So meaning that, you know, now that I have Afia Record on my phone, and Dr. Kimadi, you also spoke about it, there's probably some things I can query where I don't have to go and visit a hospital. You know, and I think that's really one of the important parts. Well, what are some of the other USPs of the Universal Patient Portal?
Yeah, so we want to make healthcare accessible to everyone in the world. So basically, you have your health records, you have all the information that you need a doctor to treat you. What else can you access? So for chronic patients who receive or constant engagement with their doctor, what we offer them is we have a medical emergency service solution where with just one button you press it, in case you have any emergency, an ambulance come to you and knows exactly where you are, they come pick you up. And the best part about that, what makes us different, is that ambulance will have your information, so they know your blood type. If you need blood transfusion, assuming you are in a accident, you need blood transfusion, they know exactly what blood type you have, and all that information is right there on their fingerprint. They can be able to treat you best. We also have the marketplace, as they mentioned, Eric, where you can be able to search for a specialist. And this doesn't limit you to just your geographical location. Now imagine you can access a specialist doctor, you want a second opinion in US, for example, because we're also operating in those areas. So you can be able to, we want to create a global network where you as a patient, you can feel comfortable to travel. For example, if you're going to India to seek medical treatment,
I hadn't even thought about that.
You
yeah.
don't even have to carry your files or worry about
Incredible.
Your medical. You just move around with it. So you have it, everything with you. So those are some of the, we have a diary, which is basically tracks your symptoms. So you woke up with a headache today. Sometimes things like, I'm sure Daktari can talk more about it, like a tumor, brain tumor, for example, God forbid, where it starts with just a simple headache. You don't know, but if you are tracking that headache, you can tell. Sometimes we forget or we don't tend to remember exactly when our headaches start. So something simple as just a symptom, tracking that can save your life, where you're saying, today I woke up with a headache, it was severe, that's your diary. You are capturing that. Are you taking any Panadol? Yes, I'm taking a Panadol painkiller. Upload that, say that I'm taking that. Your doctor can be able to see exactly. So I'll give you an example. I've recently gone, I was sick a few weeks ago. So I've been feeling really tired, fatigue, and COVID symptom basically.
Sure.
And I was like, okay, this is definitely COVID. I'm definitely gonna get tested and find out exactly. So my doctor suggested just do a full blood work. Let's just see and iron it out. Happened that my BP is low. So I have low level of blood. So I'm like, okay, so what next? If I didn't know all this information, if I didn't kept on tracking what I've been eating, what I've been doing, this would have completely fall under the crack. So these are the type of
information. It's very interesting you say that. So you're talking about what you do in your everyday life will
exactly.
eventually have an effect on your health anyway.
Overall.
So the record in Afia Record is a way for you to make sure that you're tracking that. So when you go and see your medical practitioner, you can say, this is what I've been doing for the last month. And they can say, well, this is wrong because...
Exactly.
That's very interesting. So obviously in your line of work, Daktari, that is a huge benefit, having that information at your fingertips.
Yes, it is. An example is when a child comes to hospital and they are below weight, you want to know what have they been eating this whole week. And it becomes very difficult if the mother cannot remember what the child has been eating the whole week. We call it a 24-hour recall, or also our food diary. So if you can actually input, so I gave the child rice today, tomorrow there was milk, tomorrow the next day there was beans. So all this becomes easy to diagnose the patient and also rule out some conditions. Yes. Okay. And interestingly, you know, something else I wanted to mention is you can have a family diary.
Oh, that's cool.
A family account.
That's really cool. Oh, okay.
Yes,
right.
You can have a family account. You know the types of patients. We have pediatric patients. Those are mm-hmm. children. Mm-hmm. We have obstetrics and gynecology. Those ones who are, you know, pregnant, who are delivering. All those ones who have gynecological issues. You have those in internal medicine. Those who have probably a stroke or, you know, meningitis. Mm-hmm. We have those who've had surgeries. You know, maybe they had a head injury. And you also have those ones who have psychiatric conditions. So if you have the diary where you can input your symptoms, for example, those with mental health issues, you can easily say, today I'm having flight of thoughts, I'm speaking a lot, I'm feeling moody, and your doctor can be able to see.
And give you the correct diagnosis, which is really the important part about it anyway. Misdiagnosis is a big problem globally. We know that. Now, before we close off here, I know I am telling my dear listeners, please sign up to this platform. You can go to myrecord.com, if I'm not mistaken, right?
That's right. Myrecord.com, R-E-K-O-D.
Okay, fine. You'll see if you go there on the right-hand side of the screen, get started. Sign up today. Here's what we're going to do. I am so behind this product, right? I want 1,000 signups from this radio interview, okay? And if we get 1,000 signups, I have a unique code as well. So there's a referral code. I spoke to the guys at Afia Record yesterday. Let me get my referral code here. If we get 1,000 signups today using the referral code, hold on, I got to find it, 8090. That's my unique referral code. I will reward someone with 10,000 shillings tomorrow. From my pocket.
Am I eligible?
No. No, you're not. No one, anyone who works with Afia Record is not eligible. So, Daktari, you also work with Afia Record, so you can't. All right? So, 8090 is a referral code. Sign up today at myrecord.com. That's myrecod.com. If we get 1,000 signups, that's the target, uh-huh. the goal. I will reward one person with 10,000 shillings cash tomorrow. Guys, I just want to say before we close this off, this is an incredible product. I'm super excited about the future of healthcare across Africa and the globe because of people like yourselves who have created something really that, you know, it's always like this way, isn't it, with tech solutions. It's so obvious that it's complicated. Mm. You know what I mean? This is something that could have been done but hasn't been done, and you guys have done it, which is a wonderful thing as well. Great success in the future for you guys. Big launch tomorrow.
That's right. Big launch tomorrow. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah,
we're also having a Twitter party today at 11. So super. If you have any additional question, you want a few advice from Daktari or anything of the sorts, join us on Twitter, on our Twitter handle, afiarecord.com, and we'll be able to answer more questions.
Awesome.